This is Northwest News on KPLU. Across the country, people with serious mental illness are ending up in county jails in large numbers. A national survey out today highlights the extent of the problem. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, this comes at a time when Washington State is in trouble over how it deals with mentally ill inmates.
John Snook with the Treatment Advocacy Center says what his organization found in its survey was sheriffs and jail staff everywhere are coping with people who are mentally ill.
These are people who are being arrested for what amounts to symptoms of their illness, things like loitering, public urination, petty theft.
He says the question is, why are we expecting law enforcement officers to treat what is, after all, an illness?
If this was heart disease, this was a stroke, and we had jailers and police officers responding, we would be up in arms.
The survey also shows that across the country, as in Washington State, money is cited as the primary obstacle. In Washington, a federal judge found the state in contempt of court for failing to comply with an order regarding mental health treatment. In response, the State Department of Social and Health Services says it's trying. It says progress has been made in limiting the amount of time people with mental illness languish in jails here. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.